Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. No doubt at all. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is a sure bet Hall of Famer. Like I said, no doubt at all. Unfortunately, there's another fact about Mr. Rodgers that there's also no doubt about. He's a flat-out selfish liar. This fact is not based upon being vaccinated or not vaccinated. Folks, it's simply about not telling the truth. Hence the label liar. So like I said, listen up because you're really, I mean really going to want to get a load of this. You know, calling somebody a liar, that's no, to me, that's no small matter. It's a pretty damning title to give somebody. But Aaron Rodgers, this future Hall of Fame quarterback, has most definitely earned the title of not just a liar, but a selfish liar. A big-time selfish liar. Look, I'm sure anybody listening to this has had to heard the story that Rodgers, he lied. He lied to reporters. He lied to people. He said he was immunized. Okay? Well, he knew damn well what reporters were asking. They were asking about being vaccinated. Okay? They were asking about being vaccinated for COVID. Now, folks, I'm very much pro-vaccinated. Okay? I've had three. Two of my grandchildren are going this week. One's going to be 6. The other one's going to be 7. They're going this week to be vaccinated. I'm very much pro-vaccination. At the same point, as far as the mandate that you must get vaccinated, I'm not so aye-aye-aye about that. But that's not what this podcast is about today. It's about lying. It's about telling the truth as opposed to not telling the truth. Aaron Rodgers was asked by people, by reporters, if he was vaccinated. He said he was immunized. Okay, fine. Now, the point being, he knew what the hell he was being asked about. And then, you know, I guess unless you've been sleeping under a rock, you also know that he tested positive, Aaron Rodgers did, this past week for COVID-19. Hence, he had to sit out Sunday night's game against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. After a 7-game winning streak, the Packers lost 13-7. They're now 7-2. That's not a problem for them because they're certainly, you know, I mean, the next two teams, what is it, the Bears in Minnesota are 3-5 and the Lions are 0-8. At 7-2, they have the second best record in the league. Okay? That's not what this is about. There's a lie going on. Now, the question is, how many liars are there? We're going to get into that as I go further in this discussion because we don't know if the Packers organization has been lying. Because one thing you know for sure, he went to the league and tried to get an exemption. it's claiming he's allergic to this or allergic to that. The league would not give him a medical exemption. And folks, this is Aaron Rodgers, one of the stars of the National Football League, one of the major megastars of the National Football League. Okay? Other than Tom Brady, who's bigger than Aaron Rodgers? So it wasn't like they wanted to screw the guy. There are rules. There are protocols. Huge protocols. Enormous protocols. That anybody involved in the NFL, including guys like me who report on it, have to follow. If I want to cover the Giants every week as I do, I go every Wednesday morning. Every Wednesday morning to get a rapid test. And if I don't get the rapid test, I can't cover the Giants. That's it. I cannot cover the Giants. So Aaron Rodgers claims that he was immunized. Wonderful. But he wasn't. So what happens? See, some of you might be saying, well, what's the big deal if you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated? Here's the big deal. If you're vaccinated, and quite frankly, the same deal goes for me. If you're vaccinated, according to the NFL protocols, and you test positive, okay, you are vaccinated. You got your vaccinations, but you test positive. If you test positive, then that means you need two negative tests in a row. I believe it's two negative tests in a row. I know that's what it would be for me. And then you can go back to work. And you can go. In other words, if I tested positive today, I can go tomorrow, maybe even later today, get a test, get another test. And if I get two negatives, I'm good to go. If you're unvaccinated, if you are unvaccinated, here's the big difference. If you are unvaccinated, automatically you're out for 10 days. Not near the team, not near nobody. Out! That's why I use the term selfish liar for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, look, folks, the quarterback position is not arguably, it is the most important position in all of sports. It really is. You got 11 guys on each side of the ball, 11 on defense, 11 on offense. The quarterback, it's in his hands on every play. Quarterback is usually the leader of the team, certainly one of the leaders of the team. Now, telling people he's vaccinated or immunized, knowing full well if he should come down with anything, I mean anything COVID, he's gone for minimum 10 days. Minimum 10 days. What's that do to his team? It puts the team up the creek without a paddle, just as it did last night in Kansas City, because after winning 7 games in a row, young guy, quarterback Love, Jordan Love, had to play. And Packers still lost 13-7 because the defense played terrific. But, chances are, and I think a good chance, had Aaron Rodgers played, they would have won. So you're taking, you know, a vital weapon, the most important weapon on your team, and now he's out for 10 days, is Aaron Rodgers. That's pretty serious business if you ask me. Now my question is, well, how much of this did the Packers know? And if the Packers knew and allowed it, then they're liars too. and the league, a lot of execs in the league are pissed off. And, well, they should be. For example, last week, I don't know if you folks were watching that game. It was 2-7-0 teams, the Arizona Cardinals and the Pack. They were both 7-0. Pack ends up winning the game 24-21. But it was right down at the end, and Rodgers, the Cardinals quarterback got intercepted like on the last play or whatever. I'm trying to remember, last play, next to the last play. And you kept watching Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, you know, watching helplessly as his defense was trying to stop them. And you know what he was doing on the sideline? He was there on the sideline without a mask. If you are unvaccinated, you have to wear a mask. The Giants have somebody, a young player, Xavier McKinney, on a team, not vaccinated. Happened to make two big interceptions this past week. Excuse me. Every time McKinney comes to talk to us, he's wearing a mask. He's not vaccinated. I'm not telling you to be vaccinated, not to be vaccinated. I'm telling you, you better tell the truth if that's a deal. I'm talking to NFL players now. There are rules you have to live by. You know, Rodgers came out with some dumbass remarks. He goes, you know, he was saying the idea that COVID-19 is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's a total lie. Well, it's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's a pandemic for everybody. However, dumbass Rodgers, unvaccinated people, whether you like to hear it or not, are something like 4 or 5 times more likely to be infected than vaccinated people. Here's another one for you, Mr. Dumbass Rodgers. Unvaccinated people are 10 times more likely to be hospitalized. And I think it's like 10 or 11 times more likely to die if you're unvaccinated. And Roger, he talks about he was on some podcast. So a lot of this, you know, crap came out. If the vaccine's so effective, how come people are still getting COVID and dying? Okay. But you know what? A lot more people who aren't vaccinated are in far serious jeopardy. Studies show that, like, I think it's like 70 or 75% the vaccination is effective in preventing illness. More importantly, it's 90% effective in severe cases. I remember when I told my doctor that I was going, you know, at the time for my second vaccination. And he looked at me. I happened to be going at that time just for my annual exam. I wasn't getting my vaccination from him. You know, my annual, you know, checkup. Physical, whatever the hell you want to call it. And I said, yeah, doc, I got it yesterday. He says, great. So that means in 2 weeks, you're like 99% chance of not getting it. And if you do get it, you're not going to get a severe case. That's all I wanted to know. That's all I... But again, I'm... Folks, if I say this all the time. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's on you. My suggestion to you is get vaccinated. I'm pro-vaccination 100%. You know, the mandate... That's a different story, but that's not what this discussion today is about. I believe you should get vaccinated. But if you don't, okay, let's be smart about it. But don't talk out of your ass, which is what Aaron Rodgers is doing, like he knows what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, concerned about being sterile. And I've heard this from other people too, but there are no studies, evidence that vaccinations makes you sterile. You know, people say to me, for example, like I just told you earlier, my grandsons are going to get vaccinated. And when people say, well, you know, kids don't need it. It's so unlikely. You know what? It's so unlikely that they'll get it. Here's this. Try this on for size. I don't want my grandkids to be the first ones to get it. I don't want to test that water. I'd rather be safe than sorry. If you don't want to, that is fine. Folks, this podcast is, I am not telling you what to do. I'm giving you my opinion. I'm not calling you an idiot if you don't do it. That's your opinion. That's your choice. You're entitled to it. It's the same thing with masks. When people say, I don't give a shit. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask. You know what? If I'm in your company and you don't want to wear a mask, I don't wear a mask all the time. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear a mask. But if I'm in somebody's company, when they're just more comfortable wearing a mask, I'm going to wear a mask, even though it might discomfort, when I say discomfort me, be a pain in the ass a bit. That should be my biggest problem, my biggest pain in the ass. I had to wear a mask. But Aaron Rodgers basically was mandated to wear a mask. And he wasn't. What's going on? And here's the deal. What the hell were the Packers doing? What the hell were the Packers doing? No. I'm here. You know, there's been reports out that the Packers and Rodgers are going to be fined, but they won't be suspended. Well, let me tell you something. I happen to think that's bullshit. Because you are in a league, and these protocols are serious business. You are in a league. You have partners. You have the other teams in a league. If you're not abiding, why should they abide by it? And believe me, it's a pain in the ass. When I just to give you an idea, folks, when I go to cover the Giants every day, you got to go. First of all, you got to go through a thing on your phone to get a check, to answer questions, to make sure you're okay to go. Clear that. I told you you have to get your rapid test once a week. I get mine every Wednesday morning. Okay? Then they give you something and you have to wear it. And if you look closer than 6 feet, it beeps. You know, we don't go into the locker rooms. Excuse me. We don't go into the locker rooms like we used to. Anybody who's watched me on my Giants pregame shows, last year we had to do it from Zooms. This year, no. This year we're there. But, you know, when I sit down with Coach Joe Judge every week, I'm 6 feet apart. When I sit down with my player, my guest, we're 6 feet apart. That's how you have to do it. Protocols are very serious. I went last week, again, maybe some of you heard, maybe some of you didn't hear. Last Wednesday, I go everywhere. I go early. So I'm there like 9 o'clock to get my rapid test. You know, it's less than a minute. Going to take my rapid test. And then when you go take it, you know, it's in a trailer. You go take it. They have a setup at the Giants and all NFL teams do. You take it. Then you go in your car. You sit in the car, wait for a half an hour till you get the result. You know, somebody calls you. Okay. I go and I'm sitting in the car and I'm seeing a lineup, which I never see ever. Never see it. A lineup of gathering of not reporters, but like staff people, the head of PR. I see the general manager, Dave Gettleman. I see the owner, John Mara. I see the coach, Joe Judge. Then I see players driving, you know, into the parking lot and one player after another player. What? What's going on? They came back from their game. The They came back from their game with the Chiefs. They played the Chiefs last Monday night. They came back. When they came back Tuesday, they all went in, and there were 13 people tested. Excuse me, 13 positive tests for COVID. So they were really fearful of an outbreak. As it turned out, 12 of them were false positives. Then, and there were other false positives involved on Wednesday morning. So then the people who did it, I think it's BioReference Labs, they wanted to check this, so there were not going to be any more false. There weren't going to be any more rapid tests that day. They were going to do PCRs. My point being, the NFL is very stringent on this. They're very strict with their rules and protocol. You have to stick by it. And by not sticking by it, Aaron Rodgers put people in jeopardy. Whether you want to feel he put people in jeopardy, he did. And he did not follow the rules. And if the Packers are part of it, they did not follow the rules. And I'm sorry, a fine doesn't do this situation justice. A suspension is in order. The only saving grace for the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, as I said, the Packers are 7-2. The next closest teams in their division are 3-5. Nobody in that division is catching the Packers. But the point of the issue is they should be lucky that they're not in a dogfight for the division title. But what they did is disgraceful. What Rodgers did is disgraceful. They flat out lied. They flat out lied. So when I called Aaron Rodgers a selfish liar, I mean it. And I'll tell you why it really bothers me, because I think the guy is fantastic. I don't think he's good. I think he is. He's great. When you see how great he is, you realize why the Packers were able to say goodbye at the time to Brett Favre, because they knew what they had in Aaron Rodgers. He's a special guy, a special talent. Smart guy. Or maybe he thinks he's too smart. And if you think you're too smart, that becomes a serious malady. That in itself is an illness. If you think you're too smart, a lot of times it can come back and bite you right in the ass. So while Aaron Rodgers was on the outside looking in last night, he also did major, major damage to his reputation. He parted ways, I forget the name of the provider, with a health company that he's been associated with for years. That was it. They stopped doing business with Aaron Rodgers. You know, he probably has so much money, he doesn't have to worry about shit like that. But I'm sorry. When people ask, are you vaccinated? And you say, yeah, I'm immunized. What, you doing a play on words? Selfish liar. Hall of Fame quarterback, but selfish liar. They all apply to Aaron Rodgers. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to be getting a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. As always, you can do that on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can always check me out on my website at russsalzberg.com. Big time thank yous, as always, to my home here at Bleav.com, because as you know, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to always thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.